I decided to consult with the greatest gurus, healers, entrepreneurs, and that's when I discovered how much our emotions and our thoughts factor into our ailments and about the mind-body connection.
That's Maria Menounos, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Wednesday. I am grateful for you tuning in with me today as we have TV personality, author, speaker, podcast host, and health and healing evangelist, Maria Menounos, debuting on the show today to discuss her journey after being diagnosed with a life-threatening condition. And then she's going to tell us what she did to heal. Here's Maria Menounos. Enjoy.
I am here to share the one more tiny factor that others ignore in achieving a sure win in life: tending to your physical and mental health and tapping into your minds and bodies to ascend to your greatest potential. Now, to be very, very clear, I love work. And I believe we are at our best when we are working. I want to be productive as long as I can, like my dad, who's literally doing his best work at 77. But my dad takes care of his body. He's refraining from sugar, processed carbs. He also takes care of his mind. He takes days one day at a time, sings and dances to his Greek music while he's gardening. He refuses to dwell on the past and rarely has a bad thing to say about others. Let it be known that my dad is a worker beast like everyone here, with many dreams to this day at 77. In fact, he plans to build a chapel this summer in our backyard. Knowing him, he'll do it because he prioritized that one more thing, his physical and mental health, where I did not. In my 2-decade-long career, I worked around the clock, 7 days a week. I slept very little, and I loved the motto, "When they're sleeping, I'll be working." And it all helped me achieve incredible success. It also helped me, and believe it or not, my mom achieve brain tumors. Top researchers in the world said that brain tumors, mother-daughter brain tumors, were like lightning striking in the same place. And that lightning bolt changed my life. Those brain tumors led me on a journey toward greater health, enlightenment, and yes, even greater success. I knew that the tumor happened for me, not to me. It was an invitation for me to change my life. I discovered the power of the mind-body connection, tapping into that limitless potential that I really want to share with you today. Now, before I took this one more step, I was following that traditional path to success. Do well in school, graduate, make a lot of money, work harder than the next person, suck up the pain, take the hits like Rocky Balboa, and keep moving forward. P.S. Rocky thinks I'm really tough. This was his Facebook message that I just discovered 5 years later yesterday. I can die now. But for me, it was about just how do I keep moving forward? How do I grind through? How do I fight through? I played through exhaustion, migraines, fevers, rashes, Hashimoto's. My neck and my back were going out constantly. I was hospitalized so many times. And P.S., I was so proud to rip those IVs out and go back to work. I didn't realize that each of these aches and ailments, get the chills, aches and ailments that we all get were just little cries from my body. And did I listen? Do any of us listen? I did what we all do. I pacified those little cries with Tylenol and caffeine, quick trip to the chiropractor. I didn't realize the very real mind-body connection that the aches and pains are actually our bodies talking to us, crying out that something is wrong. And when my body cried, I shushed it. I was like, shh, I got to do. I got places to be. I pressed on like the warrior that we're all taught to be. Ignoring the little messages led to the big message, a brain tumor. And that's when I learned to stop shushing my body and instead start listening to it. Up until then, I was following the 20th century model for success, where we define ourselves by what we do for a living, what we own, what people think of us, all the things outside of us. And this is an appetite that can never be filled, but we all work harder and harder to do so. The body is always talking to us, letting us know just how unfulfilling this old successful model is. We experience things like acid reflux, IBS, migraines. Later, it becomes inflammation and autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's, celiac, rheumatoid arthritis. Later still, as in my case, a brain tumor. For others, it's heart stuff or even cancer. And this is what experts in holistic care called the accumulation effect. The problem is, with all these issues, we treat the symptoms rather than the root of the problem. We take a pill, we munch on some Tums, rub on some cream, and out the door, we got stuff to do. And as far as the traditional medical system goes, and trust me, I learned so much being my mom's Tom Brady, my mom's quarterback for 5 years. It's great at surgeries, it's great at stitching us up after accidents, prescribing meds, diagnosing, really great diagnosing, and trust me, I love my doctors and we need them, so this isn't a knock on them, but the system isn't really set up to heal us. Doctors aren't really taught to get to the root of the problem, they're taught to treat the symptoms, and we also have trained them to just give us the pill and let's go. So it is up to us to be the CEOs of our health, not just our companies. It's up to us to get to the root of the problem. We have to be our pain investigators. After the doctors removed most of the tumor, I decided to get to the root. I decided to consult with the greatest gurus, healers, entrepreneurs, and that's when I discovered how much our emotions and our thoughts factor into our ailments. And about the mind-body connection. There's reasons why we accumulate these symptoms. It's not just poor diet and exercise or genes, it's our thoughts and our emotions. The great news is we actually have control over those. And with this mind-body connection, we can not only prevent the accumulation effect, we can heal ourselves and even manifest success too. In my case, through something called somatic therapy, I was able to connect the brain tumor to anger. Yes, friends, I know I seem very happy, and I am, but I grew up poor, I took a lot of crap, and I didn't have boundaries. This is something I'm talking about every day on my show now. And with my boundaries, I learned so much. Despite medicine's belief that the only way to prevent me from having this tumor grow or getting any more is radiation, but I'm preventing it through other means. I'm resolving that anger. Why do I know my healing ultimately rests on me? Because I truthfully did this to myself. I allowed the tumor to manifest by ignoring my health, thinking angry thoughts, stressing about things I couldn't control, wasting precious energy, seeking approval and joy outside of myself, and constantly living in fear. My husband, Kevin, spent the last 2 decades working round the clock as well, and he was always in fight or flight mode too. And he always was afraid that if he didn't work hard enough, everything that we earned would be lost. Today, Kevin has gut issues. He also has Hashimoto's, a disease that experts do say comes from being in fight or flight, which is why it's the number one ailment of Navy SEALs. Guess who else has it? Me. And my mom got it too. She never slept, never felt enough, and was always worried that my type 1 diabetic dad, who would constantly fall into low blood sugar comas, would die in his sleep. So she was afraid to sleep. Not so fun fact, the hormones of stress actually deregulate genes that cause us to get sick. The cliche, stress kills, but we don't really ever really understand what that means. However, if our thoughts can get us sick, they can get us well too. Thank you to Dr. Joe Dispenza for teaching me that. We gotta clean what's in between our ears, my friends, and what's in our hearts to help us really soar. The words we speak to ourselves matter. Shaming ourselves over failure, thinking we haven't achieved enough material success, feeling like we don't have enough or are not enough, will take its toll. Toxic relationships and so much more, how you let them affect you will also affect your health. In my somatic therapy sessions, I also discovered how much my childhood trauma was playing out in my current life. Well, that was a good one. How growing up poor with a diabetic dad had me in a state of constant fear. How being bullied physically and emotionally by a family member, unprotected, put me in a place where it was a struggle to stand up for myself in work situations, and my past unresolved issues would have me attracting those same bullies. Or I'd enter into toxic situations and react to them as that same frustrated 14-year-old girl. When you take this approach, you will see that the underlying childhood experiences that formed you are still running your ride. Knowing this frees you from what's been hurting you and holding you back from your greatest success. My somatic therapy was phase one. Phase two was my work with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I mentioned. This man literally went home and healed his broken back with his mind. And with work based in science and reason, Joe's unique mind-body meditations have granted me endless time, energy, and peace. And why? As Jim was mentioning earlier, the brain is an organ, and when under stress, it doesn't fire properly. Before, I'd find myself tired and forgetful. Tasks took so much longer to accomplish. Now with a coherent brain, I can accomplish things with ease, and I have so much extra time to pursue more of what I love.
Big thanks to Maria Menounos for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with her and her work, you can go to her website, mariamenounos.com. That is also her Instagram and her YouTube channel. Her podcast is entitled Heal Squad, Maria Menounos. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, which you may not want to because it's about a 5-hour talk, but if you'd like to watch her specific segment, you can go to the 2-hour and 30-minute mark, and you can go to YouTube and type in Max Out Live Full Event. And I'll have all the links to everything that I just mentioned, along with a link to the entire talk. They will all be in the show description below the episode, so you can go and check that out. And before you go, follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see 1-minute inspirational and motivational reels of all the featured speakers that we have on our show. All right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have an incredible rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.